Welcome to 2017. It's a year. It's a year with the number 7 in it. What do you think about 7 years? What do you think about 1997 and 2007? They were all right.
Yeah.
97 was weird. It was like, first time was like kind of late 90s. Like the PlayStation 1 was hitting its stride.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't quite have Half-Life yet, but like, you know, games were cool.
We got the Star Wars Special Editions.
We got the Star Wars Special. That was actually like the beginning of me really loving Star Wars. Because for me, that was like, Special Edition, whatever. But like, you know, I was still a kid. That was like when I could see them in the theaters and it was really cool, you know, right?
Yeah, it was a big introduction.
Yeah. But, although I still like saw the originals more because like we had those VHSs for a while before the Special Editions came out. So like, I know. I know what they did. Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for January 6, 2017. This podcast started in 2007.
Yes.
And I guess we'll have our 10th year anniversary this year. How
that's crazy.
That's funny. We used to have so much more hair.
yeah, you're not wrong.
No. So welcome to our show. We're going to talk a little bit about what we're looking forward to in this new exciting year. And maybe a little bit something else, but maybe not too much more else. So, Edgar, do you have, like, one game you're really looking forward to this year?
Well, the one game, I don't know if it is a 2017 release.
Oh, what's that?
I'm very curious to see how God of War is.
Oh, I think I have some hope. Maybe not. I mean, especially from, like, those guys anymore. If they show a game, I don't know, because I guess Uncharted 4 took a little bit. But they had, like, that one real super teasery reveal of Uncharted 4.
I mean, from what I understand, the game is actually playable. They're just, you know, finishing it.
Oh, people played it at E3.
No, I mean like from start to front end. To back, yeah.
That is, yeah, and I raved about this game at E3. That was a series I never thought I would care about. Because I thought it was going to be like Gears of War 4 happened in 2016, right?
It's kind of like a evolution of Gears. It was like, nothing crazy.
It was like the next Gears, and I was like, you know what? Peace out. I don't care anymore. It's like, it's fine, whatever. But I got so many other things to play right now. Do I need to do Gears of War the fourth time? Not really. But and that's kind of what I thought, like, God of War would be. Like, oh, we're going to do this again. And, like, when I saw that thing, I was like, this is, like, super interesting and different. Right? And, like, whoa, okay, yeah, I'll play this game. It's like they're actually, you know, trying something with it. So, yeah, that is one that, like, out of nowhere is super exciting. I guess like, I have one that is kind of a, is it actually coming out this year?
What's that?
Kingdom Hearts 3.
So they say.
It's hard. It'd be crazy. Kingdom Hearts 2 came out in 2006. 2005 in Japan.
That's crazy.
Never would have thought.
It'd be this long?
11 years. 11 years. Well, think about what came out 11 years before that. That was 1995. Lion King was a pretty new movie. Coming soon, Pocahontas. it's crazy. And it's like, the weird thing is, it's not like, oh, this series has been gone. Like, because they're like making games. They're like, here's a thing for the 3DS.
Here's a thing for mobile phones in Japan before the iPhone.
Like, okay, that's fine. And now, yeah, so it's like, finally, all right, cool. It's weird that it happened. I guess part of it, it's kind of a casualty of the Final Fantasy 15 like long development cycle, which for so long Nomura was attached to, and then they finally got him off it. Like, look, you're done. You're gonna make Kingdom Hearts 3 now. We got someone else to do it.
Yeah.
They only got that someone else. The game turned out, so.
What do you know? It got done. Mm-hmm. What's that tell you?
Yeah, a little worrying almost. Yeah. Well, now Nomura's working on Kingdom Hearts 3 and that Final Fantasy 7 remake. So I don't know. They're still overloading him, maybe. But yeah, so Kingdom Hearts 3 happened. Yeah, I like Kingdom Hearts a lot. This has been a long time coming. Almost a little too long. There's like that worry now. It's like, can we just do this now? Is it fine? Okay, let's do it. But sure. At least it's now. At least it's not like Half-Life 3 where it's like, that's probably just never happened.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of 10 years ago, that was Orange Box, right?
Orange Box was 2007, I think.
Was it 7? Yeah.
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 Gosh, hard to believe Team Fortress 2 and Portal, all those games are kind of old now. It's weird because 10 years isn't quite what it used to be. Because again, like 10 years before that was 1997. And, like, there's a big gap between 1997 and 2007 games, I feel like. Not, there's a gap now, but not quite as maybe ridiculous.
Yeah,
but
you could fire up Half-Life 2 Episode 2 and be like, yeah, this feels good.
See, I was talking to a friend about this yesterday with Half-Life 2, because I played those games. I played Half-Life 2 a bunch. But it's been a bit now since my last playthrough, and I am almost worried, like, is the next time I go back to it finally that time where I'm like, oh, this is an older game.
This is old.
Not, like, old, but, like, this is an older game. Because for so long, it was ageless. Yeah. It was so far ahead of its time. And, like, there will be some things, like the fact that you have a weapon scroll, right? What game does that except the new...
I was going to say Doom.
Yeah. Doom, like, brought it back. Even then, it was a weapon wheel, right?
Yeah.
We discovered the weapon wheel now, but... Yeah, so what else, Ash guy?
Well, surefire things, supposedly. Zelda Breath of the Wild.
With the Switch.
Now, here's of course, the question. Does it come out in March with the Switch, or does it come out later?
There was, like, that rumor that it was delayed, and now, like, the rumors are backing off from that, saying it's a March.
I mean, I hope it launches with the Switch. I think it'd be important,
I think it's going to launch with the Switch. I think maybe they did actually want to maybe delay it for the typical Nintendo reasons, and for once, one of them was like, no, we really need this game to come out in March, guys. Let's figure something out here. What, you know, do what it takes, but... And that's fine. But, yeah, that is going to be... that's kind of another... Almost kind of like God of War. Not quite, but we're just like... We've kind of got the same thing from that series for a while. And it's always been pretty good. It's, you know, there's never a bad Zelda game.
Right.
You know, CDI, whatnot.
That'll be cool to but it's cool finally shake it up a bit. Yeah.
Right. And how about the Switch in general? Are you pretty pumped?
Yeah, I mean, I've got the money set aside for it, ready to go, actually. So, assuming it's, you know, not more than $300.
Right, I mean, I guess I assume that after that thing on the 13th when they give info, like, we have to be able to pre-order it. The thing's supposed to come out in 2 months.
The show is the 12th at 11 o'clock, so we'll watch that together, and then we'll do the podcast the next day. That morning of the 13th, they're going to talk about launch games.
It's a different thing.
Okay. Yeah, it's a Treehouse Direct on the 13th.
Yeah, I mean, that thing's coming out in 2 months. There's got to, like, the info's got to be coming pretty.
Yeah, this will hopefully be the deluge.
Well, I mean, you have to start getting things like price and, you know.
Well, that very weekend is when they start that, like, tour they're doing with it in New York, and then it's going to go to a bunch of cities. Right.
So, yeah. Are you at all fazed by all, like, the tech talk? I mean, that was kind of what I was always expecting.
Well, a lot of people are worried that, like, that's going to be, like, what kills third-party support for the system. But here's my thing. I don't think what killed, like, third-party support in the Wii wasn't necessarily the tech. It's that there weren't two goddamn analog sticks and some shoulder triggers.
Right.
You know, like, this system has a controller. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going to let it, you know, survive. This goes into the conversation, too, that we could have now, if you want, about the Scorpio.
Oh.
Because a lot of people are calling now to say, like, this should just be, like, the next Xbox. Don't even worry about this whole half-step up, just let it be, blah, blah, blah. Mm. But here's my thing. The reason why you had these generational leaps in the past, a large part of it, is when you design this hardware, like, they were literally designing chips, like the Cell chip, right? And you created all new architecture with all new operating systems. The Xbox One and the PS4 are computers. Right. They are. They have x86 processors. They have AMD graphics cards. You don't have to do that architecture change. You're just upping the software. So everyone's like, oh, but you like, remember, like Destiny was hamstrung by being a last-gen game. Yeah, because it had to adapt to old architecture, couldn't do as much. Take The Witcher 3 on a GeForce 1080, ultra settings 4K. But you could still play that game on, like, a 450 at low res settings and low quality, and it still works. Like, that's what we're going to have. Everyone, like, I don't understand, like why people think we need these generational leaps anymore.
Yeah, I guess I kind of get you, but it is kind of sad to me.
Well, yeah, sure, like, I mean, that's like a impractical, nostalgic point of view. But
I guess.
I mean, honestly, the PS4 Pro has made me a believer in this idea. Like hooking it up, and again, you kind of need the 4K TV to get the most benefit from it. But like I said, I for the first few days, I played my PS4 Pro, and then went back to Final Fantasy 15 on my Xbox One. And I was like, who put Vaseline on my TV? Like, what happened?
I mean, that's kind of the thing with third-party support on the Switch going back again, is that at this point, look, yeah, I'm probably going to... If there's, like, a big third-party game, I'm going to probably get it on my Pro or Scorpio or something anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was, like, you know, something that isn't graphically important anyways that I would like to have portable.
Well, here's going to be my case for you. So Persona 5 comes out this year.
Oh, if it was, like, a JRPG, Switch.
If Persona 5's on the Switch, and, like... Maybe it doesn't look quite as good, like they had to tone down the lighting. Are you going to
like,
care?
Like, even if you had, like, Ni no Kuni, too, like, that was a Switch game. Yeah, give me that on the Switch, because, mm-hmm. you know, I want that crap to be portable. for sure. And, like, even, like, remaster, like, Skyrim remaster, if I had a choice of that, like, a game I already played that, like, looks better, quote-unquote, like, I'll get that on the Switch. Yeah. I don't need that. Like, how much better is it going to look? And at that point, part of the just like, I'm playing Skyrim on my Switch. Cool.
Yeah, the concern, too, is that, like, the rumor is that the system underclocks itself when it's undocked.
Yeah, I guess you kind of have to see that.
But at the same time, the other rumor is that the screen is 720p. So, if you're just dropping resolution and keeping everything else the same, you don't need that clock.
Yeah, so it might be fine.
Maybe it's me trying to be optimistic.
Sure. I mean, that always happens.
I think all these presupposed problems with the Switch are not, A, not problems at all, and B, we don't know. So, yeah. Let's not jump to
conclusions. I'm not too worried about it. And again, it's Nintendo. You never expect, like, as long as this stuff is at, like, you know, at least HD now and all this stuff. And I know that's a low bar these days, but it's like, hey, mm-hmm. Whatever. Like, you know, you say Breath of the Wild. That looks good enough for what someone needs to do.
Right.
Like, that little bit they showed of that Mario game, whatever it was, that looked great. Like, yeah. Right.
I mean, I still think Mario Galaxy looks great.
Right, yeah. You, like, up-res Mario Galaxy, it's like, this, you know, Mario, you see, like, those tech demos for, like, the Unreal Mario. And so, like, and one of the probably the best, like, PlayStation 4 Pro on a 4K TV experience I had is, like, Ratchet and Clank, for instance. And sure, that looks amazing and whatnot, but I don't know if Mario needs to be there. It'd be cool, but hey, we can.
Yeah.
All right, so what else are you looking forward to? So they're all Switch stuff. A big one, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah. I guess that is this year.
Right? And it's weird, because I'm looking forward to it, but there's part of me that, like, I liked Red Dead Redemption 1 so much that I'm almost kind of, like, skeptical that they are going to actually be able to make a better game.
We don't know anything about it aside from there's cowboys. That's all we know.
There's cowboys. There seems to be like this.
No. What cowboys?
Ensemble-y cowboy thing. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe one of those guys, the main character, and whatever. But yeah. I mean, this is, again, another sequel I've been looking forward to for a while. And you know, it's funny how much more I like Red Dead Redemption than Grand Theft Auto, which does.
Oh sure. Well, we were having this conversation the other day. Aren't open world games that aren't just modern day cities just to you inherently better?
Right, because one of the games looking forward to just coming out sooner is Gravity Rush 2, which, you know, it would be cool if I could be reviewing it at this very moment.
Oh yeah, that'd be nice.
But yeah, it's like a game. It is, like, so much more interesting to me when you're reviewing. You know, like, the open world is, like, kind of a take on something or interesting or out there instead of, like, oh, it's San Francisco.
Yeah, like the first time, like, I don't know, what was the first open world game to really mimic a city?
GTA 3.
Like, well, like a real city, I mean.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, Watch Dogs 1 at Chicago, but that probably
LA Noir.
LA Noir, like, okay, old LA.
Yeah, so, like, it, you know, it's cool that first time you're like, wow, this is exactly where this building is. But then, like, at this point, like, do you care that Watch Dogs 2 is in San Francisco? Like, if you're San Francisco, you're like, oh,
I traveled there a bit, and it was cool for, like, a hot second when I was, like, was just going, like, around the Presidio. Like,
it goes after away. Yeah. And then it just becomes a generic city, in a way. So that's why I liked Red Dead, because not only was it more interesting to be somewhere I can never go,
right?
But the rules of the Wild West make more sense in an open world where you don't have to drive on the road and there aren't, like, a million people doing nothing. There's a few people doing something,
right?
So yeah, I am very pumped for that to happen. I'm excited to see what. Because, when you think about it, this will be Rockstar's first true next-gen game. I know GTA 5 came out on all this stuff.
It was, like, so late on the other systems that it pretty much looked kind of next-gen-y when it came into the newer systems anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I know what you mean. But I kind of touched this before, but it should be a really cool year for JRPGs with Persona 5 hitting here, finally.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one. That was kind of a while.
Yeah.
And that came out of Japan last year, but Persona 4... It's funny, because Persona 4 happened, like, right after Persona 3, and I remember at the time being, like, oh... Because, like, Persona 3 was, like, a late PlayStation 2 game, and then Persona 4 came out for PlayStation 2 in, like, 2007. The PlayStation 3 was well on its way.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, well, you need your PlayStation 2 still. So it's cool that has finally come out, and Ni No Kuni 2 is the other one I'm, like, really looking forward to there. A lot of, like, stuff I'm probably playing more on my PlayStation 4. I'm glad I got a Pro. Like, what's, like, an Xbox One exclusive?
You got Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves looks like it could be cool.
Could be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Halo Wars 2, if that's your thing.
Nah.
I'm trying to remember. I know there are some. I was just watching a video about the other day. It's just nothing's coming.
That seems like the bigger
one. So here's going to be, like, my quandary. Game that just got its date announced, March 21st for Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Super pumped. Big Mass Effect fan. I could play it on one of three platforms, right? Mm. PC, it's like, my PC's pretty good, but, like, is it going to be good enough? I don't know. PS4 Pro will handle it like a champ. From an interface and controller point of view, I kind of want to get an Xbox One. And I have to assume, like, it's going to be, like, the trilogy, carry over your save thing again. I'll have a Scorpio. I don't know if the first game will use a Scorpio, but I bet the second one will.
Yeah.
So do I, like, make that kind of ahead-of-time investment? These are the dilemmas I face.
Yeah,
I still don't know what I'm going to do.
This is a series I actually had always played on PC for whatever reason. So but I don't know, because there is kind of... Especially these days, these games have become much, much more console games. Like, when you're playing Mass Effect 1, right?
Yeah.
It was nice to have a keyboard and all that jazz. Now it's like, oh, whatever. I am curious about that game.
I remain hopeful and excited.
Because I'm excited, and you know, I like Mass Effect, but nothing I've seen about it has really gotten me very excited.
They haven't made, like, a trailer.
They haven't made, like, you a real... You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like they had that show, like, CES clips. Trailer. It's like... In-game menus, here's what they look like. Real quick, though, like, nothing in-depth, and it's like a guy walking around shooting. It's like, well, that's like the most predictable part of Mass Effect.
Right.
Show me the story, show me the characters.
That's what's like, it's weird that this game is coming out that soon to me, because I'm like, oh, okay, like, alright.
Yeah, doesn't it feel like it kind of went from, like, that thing they showed last year, where it was, like, guys working on computers,
yeah, and, like, ringing. Like,
I was like, this game's 5 years
away. Wireframes and stuff.
Yeah, and then, like, it's a year later, they're like, here's, like, this awkward gameplay demo, and then 6 months later, it's like, it's out. It's like, oh, okay.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Yeah, strange. But yeah, here it comes.
Like, yeah, I mean, again, I'm excited. Big Mass Effect fan. We'll see how that goes.
Mm-hmm. So what else?
I'm trying to think, like, you know, I'll be curious to see what surprises we get this year. You know,
do you think Outer Scrolls 6 happens this year? Gets announced?
I think it gets made. Well, I don't know, because Bethesda seemed pretty happy with the way Fallout 4 went, where they, like, announced it and released it. I don't think it comes out this year.
No.
So maybe not. What do you think? Let me ask you this. What do you think will be Blizzard's big thing this year? Do you think they're going to announce something, like a new game, a new twist of something? Or is it just going to be Overwatch characters, Heroes of the Storm characters, and WoW patches?
Well, they might announce another WoW expansion by the end of the year, because it might be time for that. The only thing that might be due for something, and we've been saying this for a while, is Diablo, right? And right now they're even doing their whole Diablo anniversary thing.
Well, here's why I don't think anything will happen with Diablo this year. Because they have this, like, these DLCs playing with, like, the Necromancer. I think maybe we'll get another add-on class like that.
Yeah.
Here's my pie-in-the-sky guess. New StarCraft game that is not an RTS.
Like a spinny-off thingy.
So I've got two theories on what that could be. One that I heard recently, and I like the idea of it, is they go the 4X route with it.
Oh, like a
and
Civ?
They do that Blizzard thing they do, where they look at, like, Civ 6 and Masters of Orion, and they're like, okay, let's Blizzardize this. Let's take these really deep, hardcore kind of game experiences and make it accessible in the way we've done with MMOs and other genres in the past.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
Because
mm-hmm. I think the RTS genre is kind of dead.
It is.
I think it finally is. Which is weird, because Halo Wars 2 is coming out
right
this year.
No, you're not wrong. It really has been suffering, and MOBAs is kind of a big part of what's killed it.
Like, what would StarCraft 3 be that can be such an improvement over 2 at this point, you know? No. So that's why I think that's interesting. The other thing I think would be incredible, and this is really long shot. You know how there's been all these listings for Blizzard hiring developers to work on a next-gen first-person engine? And it was like, well, they just did Overwatch. I think there's a chance.
What, Ghost?
No. Something like, imagine kind of what Star Citizen is doing, but not quite to that scale, in the StarCraft universe, like a freelancer sort of thing that combines first person with ship stuff. I think that'd be incredible. Imagine with the structure of Destiny in the StarCraft universe with actual ship stuff.
I mean, it sounds cool. Like, part of my problem is just StarCraft has always been the least interesting of their universes to me.
Well, that's because you haven't played the single-player stuff as much,
I played a bit of it.
How much StarCraft 2 have you played?
I played all the campaign of that first one. There's 3 of them, I know.
Yeah.
And I played some of the second one. I was like, all right.
I think that could be cool.
I would rather have a Diablo something-something. I get you. But we'll see. Any chance of Warcraft 4? But again, it's like the RTS thing.
Exactly. Like, what do you do?
It's like, RTS isn't super popular right now. You'd be stepping on your own foot a bit with, like, what you're doing with World of Warcraft. Like,
again, maybe Warcraft could go with the 4X thing, too. That could be fun.
I would like that.
Yeah. So, one more question. Does Destiny 2 happen this year?
It is happening.
Is it? Is it going to release this year?
Do you think what they've been saying. Yeah, it's happening.
What do you think? What do you think Destiny 2 is? Do you think they
that's
go like?
That's the question.
Do you think they go like the EverQuest 2 route and like? You're not going to like import your character. You're starting from fresh.
I think you are going to start from fresh.
Like they'll give you some items and stuff if you play the
first game. I think this is going to be Destiny, the lessons we learned.
Do you think it goes more MMO? Like classes that have like much more distinction, like a legit healer, legit tank.
That's what I would like more, maybe. I don't know. It is curious. Like, what is it going to be? It's definitely... I hope it's more connected in a way. That's like always the problem with these sci-fi MMOs, right? Just by the nature of like going to quote unquote planets, it feels like you're just going to all these very small open world areas. You never get that sense of like vanilla World of Warcraft or something like that, of like walking from one place to another into this really big world. It's funny how like when you have like a galaxy, it feels much smaller. Tor had the same problem for me. Mm-hmm. I felt like a really small, disconnected game in a weird way, because you're going to all these quote-unquote planets, but it's like, oh, okay.
Well, even, like that's a criticism Mass Effect gets. Like, you go to a planet, but it's really, you're just going to a building.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, yeah. So that's kind of a strange problem that those games have. But no, Destiny 2 is happening. I'm not sure exactly what it's going to look like. I mean, I don't have crazy high expectations, right? Because they've been making this game while, like, saving Destiny 1, right? This is almost kind of like a realm reborn for
in a weird way,
because they were like fixing the original Final Fantasy 14, so like the people who were playing it weren't like furious, but they were also making Final Fantasy 14 too. You know,
I just my biggest hope is that they realize they need like the equivalent of LFR.
No, they definitely need they need a way to make content that's as engaging as that the raid stuff, but to make it slightly more accessible.
Yeah, because again, when we did the first raid, that was incredible.
It's super fun.
Incredible. The logistics that went into it alone.
It's hard.
Because there was five of us. We needed to find a random six guy.
Yeah.
At this point now, we know at least two of those five people are never playing that game again.
No.
Like, yeah, like, it's just...
You know, exactly. It was a whole
everyone thing. Talking about how great these other two raids are. I'll never touch them.
Right.
Never will.
Just not going to happen. Sadly. So, yeah. And I don't know if there's, like, the solution is to, like, maybe make... I almost wish like the strikes were a little bit more interesting or something. I don't know, but there's something. There's things to do there.
Yeah.
But one thing that they kind of have fine is the PvP. That stuff.
Yeah, that stuff works well.
You can do that. Just keep doing that. That's fine. So yeah. What? So gosh. In the new Call of Duty, is Assassin's Creed coming back?
Probably.
Even after their movie bombed.
Yeah. I mean, I think they were working on this next game before the movie came out. So.
Think you got Battlefront 2 this year? Star Wars.
Oh, I wonder what Star... Like, I think Amy Hennig's game finally gets revealed, like, at E3.
Yeah, like a full one. I don't know if it comes out.
It's not out. It's not out. But that and Respawn's game, I don't know if that'll probably
that's
get
probably
shown.
Further along behind, I mean.
Yeah, because they just did Titanfall.
Battlefront 2... It's funny how Battlefront 2 seems the most likely.
Yeah.
To actually be a thing. All right, then.
That's crazy.
So I think that'll do.
Should be a fun year.
Yeah, exactly. All right, then. Well, thanks for listening to Explain Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at evpodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to go to the iTunes Music Store and Google Play Store to find our episodes, leave a review. And, yeah, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on the Exploding Barrel Podcast.
Bye-bye.